It's here and now. Pope Francis is defending himself. Last month, he spoke out against unfettered capitalism, to which Rush Limbaugh, who's not a Catholic, replied,
"What this is, somebody has either written this for him or gotten to him. This is just pure Marxism coming out of the mouth of the Pope."
Well, this week the Pope told an Italian newspaper, "Marxist ideology is wrong, but I've met many Marxists who are good people, so I don't feel offended." The Pope also recently said he would bless non-Catholics and atheists silently out of respect. On board the papal plane, he said it's not his role to judge someone who's gay. He also said Catholics shouldn't empathize teachings about gay marriage and abortion, after which NARAL, the pro-choice group, posted a thank you note on its website. According to polls, over 92% of Catholics view the Pope favorably, but others, like Greg Popcheck, a radio host, feel like the biblical good son watching the prodigal son return. He wrote in an online essay, "People who hated the church and left are suddenly realizing that God loved them and the church welcomed them, and all I could do was feel bitter about that." Well, our next guest has referred to the Pope as a guy who doesn't seem to think clear expression is important. Robert Royal is president of the Faith and Reason Institute, a Washington think tank. He joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
And what's your concern about this Pope that people are flocking to, no pun intended, so wildly? What are you concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned about a few things, but I'm also encouraged and enthusiastic about him because I think he's a remarkable man. He has this charismatic gift that he just comes into a situation and just knows how to touch people. He's electrifying, I think, is the only way to really describe it. Now, the downside of this more personal, more dynamic approach that he has is sometimes he will say things that are a little bit unguarded. For example, that famous phrase on the papal plane coming back from the Brazilian World Youth Day, in which some people believe he said it's not his role to judge people who are homosexuals. Actually, what he said there was that if a person has a homosexual orientation and is struggling to follow God's way in his life, then who am I to judge? So that's quite a different thing, and it's quite a different thing than the whole debate about gay marriage. But the concern, insofar as there is a concern, and it's not Rush Limbaugh's. Rush is simply wrong about this Marxist charge. The same kinds of criticism of capitalism were made by John Paul II, who helped bring down the Soviet Union, and Benedict XVI, his predecessor, too. They warn simply that if materialism dominates our lives, obviously, from a Catholic standpoint, that's wrong.
Well, but why do you think Limbaugh reacted the way he did?
Well, it's partly what I just described. The way that this Pope speaks can lend itself to being misinterpreted. And obviously, some people have a vested interest in misinterpreting what he has to say.
Well, but you seem to be saying that you don't think it's as much the Pope as people misinterpreting the Pope. But even you said when the abortion rights group NARAL sent you a thank you note, it's clear something got miscommunicated. This is in a piece you were included in the Washington Post. And others go further. Other Catholics go further in that article. And there's a blog that somebody writes called "Pope Francis is Killing Me." There are people who are very upset because they think there's suddenly ambiguity about what the church teachings are.
Yeah, I think that that's correct. I think that there are some people who are more comfortable and more familiar with the kind of almost professorial teaching that you had with Benedict XVI. It was really a great intellectual. I think John Paul II, because he had a papacy that occurred at a certain moment after Vatican II when order had to be reestablished in the church and in his struggle with communism in his native Poland, and then it turned out in the Soviet Union itself, gave people a different sense of a very vigorous, dramatic figure on the world stage. And Francis comes along at a different moment.
Well, but what about people like Mary Ellen Barringer? She's also quoted in the Washington Post. She says that he's calling on every single one of us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and that's hard. Let's just listen to another Catholic weighing in on this. This is Cokie Roberts, also, of course, of NPR, on ABC's This Week. Let's listen.
He's fun, he's loving, he's kind, he's humble, and people are responding to that. But he's also saying very important things. And what he's saying is basically what Jesus said. And why this is making people puzzled is a very interesting thing. They clearly have not spent much time with reading the New Testament.
Bob Royal, your thoughts on that, on the Catholics who are saying, wait a minute, this is confusing. I don't want to love or respect, as the Pope said he would, atheists. I don't want to do that with people I've been taught are doing something wrong.
Well, look, the Catholic Church has 1.2 billion members in the world, so you can find some Catholic somewhere who believes just about anything. And does Francis make people nervous because of, you know, his sometimes unguarded language and this electrifying energy that he's put into the world? Absolutely, that's true. I think that Cokie Roberts, if she read the text more carefully, would be surprised at what the substance of Francis actually is. The way I like to put it is this. He's very pastoral. But here's the thing. In order to be pastoral, you have to have some idea of what it means to truly help people. And the image I like to use for this is this. If a doctor comes into your sick room and he's got a great bedside manner, you know, you love him, you think he's a very nice person, but he knows nothing at all about medicine, he isn't a good doctor. And similarly, a good pastor has to, of course, engage human beings where they are and love them as they are, but has to want to, of course, take them someplace. We don't just say that we're all fine the way we are. Francis has talked about the world being like a battlefield in which the church is a field hospital. So if you come back to that image, the doctor who actually knows some medicine, for me, if he's going to be pastoral toward other people, he's loving, he's fun, as Cokie rightly said, still there's a substance of knowledge there about what is good for people that he will be trying to communicate as well.
But again, what about the idea that this pope may be sending out mixed messages? You have Gregory Popcak, who is a marriage counselor on the radio. He's in private practice also in Ohio. He says he has clients who are leaving him because they're saying, I'm much more of a Pope Francis, Nancy Pelosi Catholic. You're an old school Pope John II Catholic. And again, they're getting this impression. You may say it's just a misinterpretation, but they're getting this impression that Pope Francis is saying, loosen up. On the other hand, New York Times columnist Frank Bruni just wrote a whole column in the Times this Sunday about how Catholics are still getting fired from Catholic school for participating in gay marriage or coming out as gay. So they may be thinking, oh, Pope Francis said we can loosen up, but that's not what's happening on the ground.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of misimpressions out there. It's slightly absurd for Greg Popcak's clients to be saying, I'm more of a Francis Catholic than a John Paul II Catholic, because they're both Catholic popes. They both believe in exactly the same thing. I don't know what the resolution of this is going to be, but I'm quite certain that over the long term, people will begin to see that this pope is not going to be changing any of the substantive teachings about the moral rightness and wrongness of homosexuality, of abortion, contraception, gay marriage, etc. However, I think in his outreach to people, in his willingness to engage them in a respectful and an interesting way, actually, a very humanly interesting way, I think that is going to be the difference that you'll see for the rest of this papacy.
Robert Royal, president of the Faith and Reason Institute. That's a Washington think tank. Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And your thoughts on Pope Francis, Time Magazine Person of the Year, are welcome at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Nuance with Dragon speech recognition software for students, professionals, parents, and any computer user. More at nuance.com. And Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com.